Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, the list goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Wednesday here on the program, we have the Wednesday Night Wars to talk about. Maybe the biggest news of the day, and I'm sure a shocker to all of you who watched Raw Monday. A new low in the third hour of Raw. They not only dropped below 3 million viewers in the third hour of Raw, they dropped well below 3 million viewers. 2.86 million for the final hour of Raw. We're going to talk about all of the ratings from Monday night here on the show. We'll do a preview of tonight's NXT show. No spoilers, but if you want to know some of the big matches and angles coming up on the show tonight, we'll talk to you about that. As well as Breaking Ground. We haven't had a chance to talk about that yet. I watched it Monday night after Raw, the third installment of WWE Breaking Ground. It was an interesting show. They shadowed all of the NXT superstars as they traveled around on the Texas loop for NXT. Got a look at some of the guys that clearly they have plans for in the future, not the least of which was Baron Corbin. And as always, we'll be taking your phone calls, emails, text messages, etc. on the show today. No guest. We'll be back with the guests on next Wednesday's show. And of course, Dave Meltzer is going to be joining us in the first segment of the show tomorrow, Friday. We hope to have Dr. Lucha Steve Sims talking all of the news south of the border. But today it's your day. 425-488-0525. That is 425-488-0525. Toll free, 844-411-5411. And you can send your text messages to 425-780-7566. We'll kick it all off with Mike Sempervivi after the break. Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists. All free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Business Loans Now is most known for 60-minute approvals and same-day funding for businesses across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for Business Loans Now, where your business cash flow is way more important than personal credit. Funding can be used for cash flow, equipment, payroll, and startups. Business Loans Now can also help with additional funding if your business has recently been underfunded by another lender. To find out how much your business could qualify for, I encourage you to visit businessloansnow.com.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Your phone calls, emails, text messages, etc. here today on the program, as well as all of the news. We already have a very, very pressing text message that came through here today. Not sure if you heard the Brian and Vinny show last night, Mike, but I want to thank everybody who's attempting to help me with my car payment. And no, I don't need money for my car payment. Problem is, the car company is not taking my money because they need me to okay my bank paying them. Can you believe this?
As you go through those tribulations, I also have a Mazda, and if anybody would like to help me with my car payment, and that would actually require paying for it for me.
Oh, please, Mike, come on.
Please let me or the fine people at Mazda Capital One know.
You know what's so funny is they want me, I guess they want me to call them and tell them it's okay to take money for my car payment from my bank. And the funny thing is, I've been paying through my bank to Mazda since 2007. What has changed?
Well, see, you tried to do them a favor by getting another car for them, or actually having your wife have another car for them, and then it just got all cattywampus, and nobody knows what they're doing.
I'll tell you what's cattywampus, these Raw ratings.
Yeah, that's not cattywampus. That's we killed the cat with the car, at least when it comes to the third hour.
This is from Dave at WrestlingObserver.com. The lack of star power and three-hour length of Raw took its toll Monday night, as even with a lower-rated NFL game than in recent weeks, the November 9 tape-delayed edition set another modern audience record low mark. Even on a night built around the first round of the WWE title tournament, Raw was down from last week's 3.24 million viewers to 3.16 million this week, 316, featuring the lowest viewed hour, that's hour three, in modern non-holiday history. And the brackets for the tournament didn't list outside stars, and the most pushed star in the tournament, Roman Reigns, had already wrestled in the first hour. Interest fell greatly. That's one way to look at it. 3.48 million in the first hour, with that awesome Roman Reigns big show, 15-minute debacle. 9 p.m. they fell to 3.18 million, which was below the average of last week's entire show. And then in the last hour, 2.86 million viewers. Oh, my God. Now,
ouch.
I did have somebody on Twitter saying, oh, my God, this is now time to panic. They had Undertaker and Kane on the show. They still did 2.86 million in third hour. Well, here's the problem. And it's been a problem with WWE for a long time. They don't advertise anything. Undertaker and Kane was a surprise. And your surprise brought you 2.86 million viewers in the third hour. You know how many times Brock Lesnar has been scheduled for Raw, and they either barely mention it or they don't mention it at all? And here we are with drastically collapsing ratings. It's kind of crazy when you think about it. You know, this kind of ties into this. Are you aware of what some of the highest rated shows are on the WWE network, Mike?
I could have a guess, I guess. But,
yes.
The highest shows on the WWE. No, obviously the specials for Brock Lesnar in Madison Square Garden in Japan. I don't know. There's so many things on there, but I mean, I would assume it's stuff like that.
I'll tell you.
This table for threes.
It's an easy answer.
What's it?
The highest rated stuff on the network, prepare to be blown away, is the stuff that they advertise on Raw.
Oh, like the Austin podcast and things like that?
I'm sure you're shocked that when you advertise something on Raw, people watch it.
Hell of a concept.
If we know that the most watched shows on the WWE network are the ones that they advertise on the Raw show, it would stand to reason that if you advertised what's going to take place on Raw the week prior, maybe more people would watch. I have no idea why they don't do this. I have no idea why every week Raw goes off the air and we have no earthly idea what is happening on Raw next week. And then later in the week, they plug a bunch of stuff on Twitter or on WWE.com, and then they're baffled that they get a 2.86 rating in the third hour.
Well, you're right, but also from 8 to 9, they could have absolutely advertised the fact that The Undertaker and Kane were going to be back there, especially because they do have such a drop-off at 10 o'clock. Hey, look, WWE is in a position right now. It almost doesn't matter, because if it's that important and you miss something that was that big of a deal, you could see it the next day. You could see it on WWE.com. You can see it on the network. You can see it on Hulu. You could see it in a million different places. And the bottom line is, this is not must-see tune-in TV, period.
You know who's scheduled to be on Raw Monday?
No clue.
You mean you didn't see the announcement on Raw this past Monday? No, you didn't, because there wasn't one. Undertaker is going to be on Raw this coming Monday. They made no mention of it. They didn't go off the air during the angle saying, tune in next week, Undertaker will be here. Nothing. There was no mention whatsoever that Undertaker is going to be on the show next week.
Well, at least they're consistent. If they haven't done that with Brock Lesnar or Steve Austin, really, then why do it with The Undertaker?
Now, obviously, it's football season, and the numbers are going to be down. But it seems to me there are simple things that could be done to at least help. And they're not doing it, and now here we are, 2.86 million viewers. What's funny is, Undertaker and Kane was the main event of that show, and from live reports, they got by far the biggest reaction of anything on the whole entire show. And so I'm sure fans at home were like really excited to see them. But if you did not know that they were going to be there, let's say you didn't see the spoiler results, you know what they were plugging throughout the show as the main event of Raw? The Wyatts talking. I'm not making that up. Every segment said, tonight, Bray Wyatt will talk. That's what they plugged for the main event of the show. For a while, I just thought, well, you know, at some point there's going to be a segment. But as we got to hour three, I realized, no, that's the main event. Bray Wyatt is going to talk.
Well, and that's the
2.86 million.
They are assuming that you know something is going to happen. The problem is, nobody cares. It's unfortunate, but that's... it's just TV you don't have to see. It's amazing that you could go a significant period of time missing WWE programming and never truly missing a thing, unless it's the very first 4 months of the year. It's something that they got to fix, and Stars are going to help that. But again, the 28 writers, Vince period, it's becoming comical, and you better figure out something with that first hour and start pushing people, or vice versa, and start pushing people more towards 9 to 11. There's got to be something that's got to be done that way, because it's just, you cannot let this thing continue to atrophy off from 10 to 11. It's insane.
You know, there was a show a few weeks ago where John Cena wrestled in the opening match. And that show did a very good number for the opening hour and then fell off a cliff at the end. And, I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the show just sucked, or maybe there was a great football game or something. But I would look at that and it would seem to me that, okay, well, maybe it's a bad idea to put your biggest star in the first segment of the show. Well, here we are, and now that everybody is gone, their biggest star is Roman Reigns. And not only did they put him in that 15-minute match with the Big Show, but it was the opener. And then he was gone. And there was no announcement that he was going to be back later on in the show. Now, I don't know if Roman Reigns is a ratings mover, but I do know that they did the same thing they did with John Cena, and they had the same result on this show. They got rid of the biggest star. There were no other stars to be had. They threw up the brackets with a bunch of nothing matches. Anyway, we'll see what happens next week, everybody.
I mean, and you're right, and I dig what you're saying there, but the problem is, no matter what they do, that third hour is just sucking wind so incredibly badly that, I mean, it's there's a whole mental change that needs to be had there, you know, no matter who's in that first opening segment.
So that's the Raw ratings, everybody, and we'll see what happens on SmackDown. Not going to give any SmackDown spoilers, but I'll give one hint, and that is that there is, amazingly, one upset in this tournament. Unless you consider Cesaro beating Sheamus also an upset, which I guess is possible. But we do have an upset coming, so that's taking place tomorrow night. We'll be back in a moment with more Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi and this caller. You're on the air studio line. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, Dylan. It's Matthew from Dublin, Ireland.
Dublin. You waited on the line a long time. What's up?
It's fine. I just listened to the conversation in the last segment you and Mike were having, and it's just Raw itself. It's just so boring. Why would anybody stick around to watch it?
It was a very boring show. I'm not going to lie. And
especially with all the advertisements you have over there, like I'd be gone after the first segment as well. Why would I stick around?
Well, you know, one of the things when you mentioned that the show is boring, it's like a synergistic issue. Boring plus 3 hours is death. Like, I've watched a lot of NXT shows that when it's over, it's like, well, that was boring. But I don't think I'm not going to watch next week because it was only an hour out of my life or less that I was bored by the show. With Raw, if the first hour is boring, you're thinking, do I want to watch two more boring hours? No. And people start turning off.
Yeah, exactly. And you said as well about Roman Reigns being a star. Is he, though? Is he really a star?
Well, compared to the rest of the roster, he's the only star they've got right now.
Well, then you're really in big, big trouble, to be honest.
You are.
Yeah.
And they got to try with him. I mean, they have to try with him. They have to try, in my opinion, with Owens, with Ambrose, hey, with Cesaro, even though they won't. They need to try with a bunch of guys because they need a bunch of guys going forward. The problem is they're not. And that's on top of the fact that the show is 3 hours, on top of the fact that it's boring. There is no real stardom to make you tune in. And the stars they do have, they don't advertise.
You know the other problem with Roman Reigns, when people watch Roman on television and they see everybody booing and not accepting him on the television crowd. But the problem is, if you look at the house show attendance numbers for shows that Roman Reigns headlines, he doesn't do bad. In fact, he does pretty good. People buy tickets to see shows where Roman Reigns is wrestling in the main event. They buy his merchandise. They cheer him at the house shows. I mean, I'm not saying that he is the next John Cena or he's the big guy or anything like that. What I'm saying is right now with everybody gone, he is their biggest star at this moment, with the exception of, like, The Undertaker. I mean, when everybody comes back, he's going to move down the pack. But for right now, he's the biggest star, and he probably is their biggest draw at this moment.
Yeah, just his character development as well. Like, where's his character development? He seems like the same dude that was in The Shield. He even wears the same stuff.
He does.
Just nothing changed. Nothing has changed with him.
Except a bastardized version of him, because at least in The Shield he didn't talk and he was a badass who would punch you in the face. Now they've kind of, I don't want to say they've exposed him, but they certainly have not put him in the best positions, in my opinion, that it would take to be the badass they need going forward.
They're not accentuating his positives.
Absolutely not. And that's something that is fixable. It's something that is, you know, it's a little bit of an uphill battle, but it's a battle that not only you have to fight with him, but you have to fight with others. It's not only worth fighting, it's you have to fight it. It's essential for you going forward.
All of the phone numbers are available right now on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com on the right-hand side to the studio line. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Sammy from New Jersey.
Yes, Sammy.
I just had a little thing I wanted to say. A funny thing that happened on Monday. I'm watching Raw. My best friend, who is my roommate, gets home. Usually gets home around 9 o'clock. And I describe him as the absolute perfect example of the type of person that the company wants, because he's like your very passive fan who just got over it a while ago and doesn't really follow much, but watches with me and is still a big fan of The Undertaker. And he sits down and sees the screen, and his words were, and I quote, "What the hell? Ryback and Kalisto? That's stupid." And it was just like an example of...
Why didn't he like that match?
Well, he didn't see the match. And, you know, I'm not going to say spoilers or anything.
No, but I mean, why did he not like the idea of that match?
I mean, honestly, to me, he kind of is like everybody else when it comes to wrestling. He's over it. He thinks it's boring. He got back into it for a year after Michaels Taker won. Because, you know, he's still a big fan of The Undertaker, so we'll always watch stuff together and occasionally go to shows. But he became a true fan for 1 year, and he just said, it got boring. It's the same stuff over and over again. And to be quite frank, I don't like John Cena. That's what he said. He's pretty much just like everybody else who's like the hardcores.
Well, did you tell him John Cena ain't even around right now?
Well, I'm talking about like 6 years ago while he stopped watching.
I see.
He became a fan a second time as an adult and then stopped because of the same things that people complain about now. But he'll still watch occasionally. He went to NXT with me, and it's not like he's, out of the game forever, but he is someone who the company is targeting directly. Perfect example of the customer they want to sign up for their products and services. And he thinks just like a lot of us do.
Well, I got to say one thing about that. I want to thank you very much for the call. I guess maybe it's because, I don't know what it is, but I guess when I look at it through the eyes of a casual fan, the idea that there is a world title tournament and there's 16 guys or whatever, and one of them is Kalisto, and one of them is Stardust, and so on and so forth, I guess if I were a casual fan, I'd look at it and go, well, this is stupid. But personally, I really want to see Kalisto versus Ryback, because that's a match I'm never going to see other than in this tournament. It's a new match I've never seen before. It could be very good. It could be very bad. It could be very wacky. I'm excited for it.
I know what you're saying for it as far as the wackiness factor of it. It's just that when you look at all the other spots,
it shouldn't be a tourney match.
Well, sure, make it a tourney match if you're doing 16, but when you have no other flashy names in there, you have no other notable former world champions who are on the roster, and I'm not saying how notable they are, but where is Mark Henry? Where is Jack Swagger? Where are these other guys?
How about the New Day? That's better.
They're champions at least, so at least it makes sense that they're in there. It doesn't seem like, you know, anybody in WWE wants this title. You know, John Cena, nobody said he was hurt. Nobody knows he just disappeared. And we're supposed to, I don't know how the average fan is taking this, what they're saying about it or not, but do you think anybody's wondering why he's not in the tournament? Where are former world champions? Where are former intercontinental champions? Where are the tag team champions all wanting to throw themselves into the mix as they've done in the past because they want the world title? None of that's happened. It's just we just plastered a bunch of people and threw them against the wall. And, you know, when you look at the brackets, it's hard not to, you know, you have some ideas on where this thing could possibly be going and who could possibly be winning. And it probably takes people, you know, the average fan is probably not into it.
I don't want to waste 5 seconds here coming up with a better idea, but what if they created brackets based on, and I know that if anybody in the company is listening, they're going to think I'm out of my mind for this, but what if you came up with 16 guys and you put them in the tournament and they were eligible for the tournament because they had good win-loss records at the live events? Which would, A, give a reason for Kalisto, for example, to be in the tournament. Maybe they could say, you know what, Kalisto on the road, him and Sin Cara have won every one of their tag team matches, and so now he's in this tournament. It would bolster, maybe, your live event attendance, because it would tell people, you know, if you go to a live event and someone wins, that means something. That got them seated in this tournament. And on top of that, you're right. Your casual fan watching the show has no idea where John Cena is right now. They have no idea why he's out. They have no idea what he's doing. I mean, realistically, we don't even know why he's out. But to the best of my knowledge, he's out because he's doing a televised project. And I think that they're concerned that after John Cena buried The Rock for doing outside projects for 2 years, they decided maybe we should just not tell people why John Cena is out of action so he doesn't look like a hypocrite. I don't know why. That's the only thing I can come up with. But could you not on television have said, John Cena in that match with Alberto Del Rio got kicked so damn hard in the head that he suffered a concussion, which A, led to his pinfall, and B, is going to keep him out of in-ring action for a couple of months. Would that have been that hard?
Well, then I guess you're calling out your own concussion protocol or something. I don't know.
No, that's promoting your own protocol.
It's an injury angle, exactly. I mean, I don't know what they're thinking, and I don't understand why this is. It really is so stupid, because there really is no other reason except for, you know, there are other reasons, but one of the ones you just mentioned right there, which is one that I'm sure you're not the only one who thinks that, because I thought it too. Other people have thought it. It's like, why does this matter? You're sacrificing explaining something to your viewership and missing out on the ability for someone to go, hey, Alberto, you put Cena out. And I know people either love him or they boo him. But the thing is, they love to boo him. And you took that away from these people. And now I want your title. And I'm going to kick over your goofy, hairy manager in the Rascal. And I want the belt. And none of that's happening.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, what's up, buddy? It's Danny in Milwaukee.
Yes, Danny.
So real quick, I have a scenario to kick to you. And pardon me if you've heard this one before, but tell me what you think the probability of this happening is. So Ambrose and Reigns end up in the finals, and Hunter or whoever from the Authority comes down, and they screw Ambrose in the match. Roman Reigns wins, and then he joins the Authority. I know on Monday they did this whole runaround that, you know, Roman is the anti-Authority dude and he's not joining the bad guys, but I felt it was a little bit heavy-handed, and could this all be a swerve and we're finally going to get the Roman Reigns heel turn that everybody seems to be clamoring for?
Well, first off, if they do that, I will stab my eyes out with a pen or something.
Holy moly.
I won't do that. Actually, we're going to head to a break. I'll talk about this when we come back because I got a couple of things to say about that. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
When you cough all day, you forget what a miracle coughing is. Your cough soars out of your mouth at 50 miles an hour. Your cough is faster than a greyhound and nearly twice as fast as the fastest man on Earth. So when your husband spends all night coughing, remember what an amazing world you live in.
Or else, try Robitussin 12-Hour. It soothes and delivers fast, powerful cough relief for up to 12 hours. New Robitussin 12-Hour, because it's never just a cough. Use as directed.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll-free, 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Billions of dollars continue funding every single year to businesses all across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they don't focus on personal credit. Funding can be used for payroll, equipment, added cash flow, and startups. If your business could use up to $500,000 within just a couple of days or up to $5 million within a week, I encourage you to visit BusinessLoansNow.com. Find out how much your business could qualify for. That's BusinessLoansNow.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We had a caller in the last segment asking about the potential of a Roman Reigns-Dean Ambrose final, with Hunter coming down and screwing Dean Ambrose and helping Roman Reigns win the title. That would be a swerve, but I think as a swerve it would suck because it makes your top heels look like idiots. I mean, if the plan all along is to screw the guy in the finals and help Roman Reigns win, Then why didn't Roman Reigns just join the Authority on Monday? Why not just join the Authority on Monday, go to the finals, Hunter helps him win, and away you go? Otherwise, the storyline would be that they know they're going to screw the guy, but they take a risk all the way through the undercard by making him go in there and beat guys, any match of which he could be eliminated if this were real. So A, I don't like it because of that. And B, if Roman Reigns is going to turn heel and join the Authority, then to me, if you want it to make sense, Roman Reigns should be a babyface. He should valiantly go through the entire tournament. He should go through the finals, and he should get beaten in the finals. He loses. And then you have him turn heel because, you know what? He tried, he failed, now he wants to take the shortcut. That's way better than the other option. And I don't even think you're going to see Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose in the finals anyway, so it's all a moot point. But
I don't think you bother with him being heel until this whole thing plays out. You have a little bit of time after this. And I think at this point, if he's going to go heel, you might as well do it around the time of the Royal Rumble. That way you know exactly what you have, again, with him leading into WrestleMania, whether he's going to be cheered, whether he's going to be booed. Odds are he's going to be in the main event or near the main event. And if you decide to do he and Brock, you know exactly where they stand. If you decide to do him and Ambrose, remember we were talking about the three-way with the possibilities of all three former Shield members. Well, now maybe it's just Ambrose. You know where he's at. Or conversely, if he's facing Sheamus or if he's no matter who it is, good guy or bad guy, you'll know exactly where you stand with Roman Reigns, but I think they have to give this a little bit of a shot as him as a babyface. They obviously want that. They have him as part of a lot of the advertising and all those things that you've talked about this week when it comes to the Susan G. Komen breast cancer stuff and all that. They want him to be a babyface. You got to at least try him that way, but you have the excuse to flip him heel and have him go dirty. For a multitude of reasons, you know, the biggest being the fans have turned on me, so screw you. This is how I'm going to roll with things now. And it's just as simple as that.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Chris in Las Vegas.
Yes, Chris.
Actually, I think our last caller had a great idea. In fact, this is how you go about that. Every week, he comes out and he's trying to win his matches. He's trying to do it fairly. And every week, Hunter throws a little bit more at him as far as interference, trying to stop him, and going, hey, you don't have to worry about this until you get have it. Then he has a briefcase of money or something like that. At the very end, the very last week, he finally throws that little last thing at him. And then Roman stops, he pauses, he looks at it, you cut the camera. And then who do I want to cheer? Am I going to want to cheer Dean Ambrose? Or am I going to want to cheer Roman Reigns? Of course I'd want to cheer Dean Ambrose. He would be the much better babyface in that situation anyway. And then you just keep plugging away until you get to Survivor Series, and then he goes, you know what? I could do it this way. I've tried to do it that way, and now I can kind of see the light. You kind of brainwash him until you get there.
It's a way to do it. I won't argue with you. I just don't think, listen, if we get Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns, I think that's actually a big match. And so I don't think we're going to get that for a while. I certainly don't think we're going to get it here in this tournament. I don't know if it'll be a WrestleMania match. I don't know if they'll do the three. Actually, they can't do the three with the Shield because Seth Rollins won't be back in time. So maybe that is one of their Mania matches. I don't know. But that is one of the rare matches, much like Kalisto versus Ryback, that we have not seen yet on a big stage. And so I think they're holding it off, and I don't know. Maybe it'll happen at Survivor Series. I just, my gut tells me it's not going to. And speaking of Survivor Series, got a text message here. Is the Survivor Series match they're building going to be 2 versus 4? And will Undertaker and Kane get a partner? Who would it even make sense for them to team with? Sting, Finn Balor? ? Well, spoiler alert, everybody, for an angle they do at the SmackDown tapings this week. It is not going to be, as everybody expected, a 2-on-4 match like they set up on Monday. Think about this, by the way. Undertaker and Kane show up Monday. They beat up all 4 members of the Wyatts. And so on Thursday, Bray Wyatt challenges The Undertaker to a 2-on-2 match. Undertaker and Kane versus Bray and one man. Even though Undertaker and Kane beat up Bray and 3 men on Raw Monday. I have no idea how this makes sense. I have no idea why they changed the match. But apparently it's going to be, and I guess we'll have to watch SmackDown, but the wording that I was given was a two-on-two match. So I don't know if maybe that means that it's Bray and Luke Harper and Undertaker and Kane destroy Luke Harper, and then another Wyatt family member comes in because it's not a tag match, it's a two-on-two match. I don't know what they're going to do, but this seems weird.
It doesn't make sense, and it's frankly stupid.
Wow!
I mean, it just, and they, because they do this all the time with, I mean, it's like starting, you know, you start in a cage and then you work your way to the singles match with no stipulation. I mean, it's just, that type of thing is so stupid and so short-sighted. I mean, they should, I don't understand anything they're doing, because I don't understand why you have those two wreck shop on the entire Wyatt family before Survivor Series. What, to lead to a two-on-two match? I didn't understand it then. I really don't understand it with there being now a tag team match that I will assume is going to be Bray Wyatt and Luke Harper. I guess it could be Bray Wyatt and a surprise, but that surprise better be good. And still, even if it's a great surprise, he's got to be there to take the pin, right? So you could save Bray Wyatt. That would be the only way. Because The Undertaker and Kane, if they don't win this, again, what's the point? It's just stupid.
Wow, what a crabby man today. I don't know. Hey.
But truthful.
They should pin Bray Wyatt, then the feud will be over.
Hey, well, that's what Bray Wyatt's there for. It's to lose in high-profile situations, right?
You know, we thought that. I'd have to go back and look, but somebody on the board claimed that Bray had won way more feuds than we'd thought, and I find that hard to believe, but maybe it's true. This guy says on the text message machine, Brian, perhaps discuss the network's contribution to leeching Raw viewers. Why watch the build when you're getting the main event already? It's from Aaron in Portland. I guess what he's asking is, why watch the Raw shows if the network will give you the pay-per-views pretty much for free? What's the point of watching Raw? Well, my answer would be, I'm a wrestling fan, and as a wrestling fan, I'd like to watch wrestling every week. I would prefer not to only watch the pay-per-views one time per month. I don't feel that the network is leeching viewers from Raw. I mean, maybe a small percentage that now that they have the network, they don't watch Raw anymore. But I would presume that those people, when they didn't have the network, there was other stuff they could watch. Maybe it's leeching some viewers. But if anything, if it were 1999, the network would be on fire and Raw would be on fire. And one would have nothing to do with the other. They both, the rising tide would raise both ships, as they say. But Raw is boring. And I think the biggest issue is that Raw is boring and it's too long and it's very repetitive. I mean, Batista just did an interview recently where he talked about how unhappy he was during his last WWE run because he said, I couldn't believe the writers kept giving me the same stuff to say every single week. And that's what Raw is. And so the network is something for them to watch as opposed to watching Raw, but I don't think that the network existing is making them not watch Raw.
No, I mean, it seems like he's been wanting to say things, and I haven't heard every interview with him or anything like that. I heard the Jericho podcast, and I've seen a lot of interviews that he's done where it just seems to be that more and more and more it kind of kept creeping in of just him saying, people have no idea what they're doing there. And I think he just pretty much flat out said that the guy, they had no idea what they were doing. He's begging Triple H and Vince McMahon and the writers to make him a heel. He's begging him to do this. He's begging him to do that. And they're either not listening to him or shooting it down or blowing it off. And it's like, well, if Batista can't get through to him with the level of star that he is, I would say it's wackiness and it's craziness and it's unfortunate and disappointing because I don't know if his schedule would have matched up for him to be there. But if he was not happy there, and this is a guy who likes going back, being around guys and going on the road when he's got the ability to, if he decides, I'll take that extra movie role, which I, you know, if it's not a big film or something like that, or he's just got the attitude of, I'm not going to go back there anymore, that's just, everybody loses out in that, and that's really disappointing.
Ty here must listen to the Brian Vinny show last night because he says maybe it would have been better if Bret Hart had spent 5 minutes talking about his Mazda. Let me tell you something. Bret Hart spending 5 minutes on Raw talking about his Mazda would in fact have been better than Bret Hart staring at a screen for 5 minutes on a split screen and drinking coffee.
Slurping a Fedra.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is John from Philly.
Yes, John.
I'd like to defend, well, not defend the ratings, but I'd like to put another wrinkle on that and think and try to say that I don't think they're that bad. And here's my argument is the fact that if you
this'll
do,
be good.
I looked up on the.
It's an 18-year low. I got to hear this argument.
Okay, here's the thing, right? It's relative. And Raw is not getting paid because of they're getting ridiculously high ratings. They're getting paid to boost the USA average. Now, if you were to go on that website, I think Zap2Zit or something, that gives you the ratings for the Monday night, Raw, all 3 hours were three of the top 8 hours on programming Monday night. Now, so if you put that comparing relatively to the other television programs, they are still basically raising USA's average, which is the whole goal of what Raw is. Raw's purpose is just to raise USA's average. Now, going back to why I don't think they're that bad is because if you look at every other metric that WWE has right now, whether that's the WWE Network, which is up, house shows are, they said they're slightly down, but only down since last month. And basically, the WWE Shop has gone up, exposure on ESPN, all up. And I just think that the ratings right now, I just think that it's not a fair comparison to compare it to 19 years ago.
Dude, I agree with almost everything you said, but we're not comparing it necessarily to 19 years ago. They're down 15% in a year.
And if you want to look at that as
a year.
And if you want to look at that as being a TV show of looking at it just through the while they are providing programming to USA, like Brian said, it's been down 15%. And if you're going to look at it that way, when it starts to atrophy away, at what point then does it not become a property that USA wants to deal with? Because if you're looking at it like that and it keeps dropping and it falls out of the top 10, which is possible as things go along. And if it does, then what value does it have? What value does it have for WWE going forward? I mean, one of the trying to get new TV rights when all people are going to look at are hard numbers, and all NBC Universal is going to look at is hard numbers when it comes time for renegotiations and go, yeah, you're still one of the highest rated shows on cable, but that's because of us. It's not because of you. Nobody wants you. Nobody cares about you. We danced this dance the last time around, and you got a lot more money than you probably could have because we have a relationship with you, and that's it. And if USA and NBC Universal decide we don't want you anymore, things change dramatically. And yes, they do have the WWE Network. That's not going to be enough.
Well, the issue to me is it doesn't matter right now, because if the renewal period was right now, USA would still give them a lot of money because they are propping up USA. But they still have two more years left. And if they drop 15% next year and 15% the year after, that is a 45% drop from the last renewal period. And then they're in big trouble. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Lugu a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Lugu absolutely free. The makers of Lugu are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Lugu, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Got a text message here that's funny and a good way to plug last night's show. First here says, the reason for the ratings dropping and the reason it's a problem is because Vince panics when it happens. It is amazing to me that every time things really go bad with WWE in terms of ratings and viewership, Vince's ideas to turn around are so bad. Watching these 96 Raws right now, and things were bad in 96. And I turn on Raw, and there's Terry Gordy dressed in a Halloween costume as an executioner with a huge axe. That was his plan? To turn things around in 96? The executioner facing The Undertaker? Brian and Vinny show with Craig last night, everybody. Retro Rod, Retro Nitro, getting a lot of good reviews, as is the new Scene Limite with Mike and Carl Stern, which is up for subscribers right now. We've got a brand new Wrestling Observer Radio coming out tonight. For those of you listening here to Byline, the commercial-free replay is available to subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. Usually about 5 minutes after the show goes off the air, you can head up there and check that out. Subscribers have full access to all of our Observer Live shows, plus every other show we do for the website. There's usually about 18 to 20 brand new shows posted every single week on the website. If you like this show, you will love a subscription to WrestlingObserver.com. You also get all the newsletters, including the brand new back issue of The Observer that went up Monday and the Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame issue that went up this past Wednesday. So sign up and check all of that out. I guarantee that you will not regret it. It is a great service if you're a wrestling fan. The best in the world, I would go as far as to say. And of course, we're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Back tomorrow with more. Thanks, everybody at Sports Byline. Mike, as always, callers and listeners, talk to you again tomorrow. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.